Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a stage, Jonah steps aside to reveal Maya, who steps up to a mic. Fake snow falls behind them. Maya and Jonah perform in the school gym, decorated with white trees, polar bears, and hanging snowflakes. A group of dressed-up students dances in front of the stage.
Thank you, everyone. We'll be back in 20 with another set.
A disco ball shines light around the room. Maya, in a sparkly dress, steps off stage, greeting other students with a smile. Zig stands before her.
Hey, you looked great up there.
Are you really doing this? You're really gonna act like everything's normal?
Maya, we need to talk.
You cheated on me, Zig, and then lied about it for weeks.
I know. And I'm so sorry.
Have you guys seen Jonah?
Frankie looks at both of them.
Okay, never mind. I'll keep looking.
I thought that we were over. Okay, please don't let us be over.
Why should I forgive you?
I wish I could take back the moment that Zoe kissed me, but...
It's just a kiss?
Yeah. Basically.
Okay. We can talk. After the dance.
She walks off through the crowd of people. Maya comes face to face with Hunter, and they glare at each other before continuing on. Tiny, wearing a suit jacket, comes up behind Zig.
What's up, Mega Grin?
Think everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, right.
The disco lights stop.
What's going on?
This is a lockdown. Please follow protocol.
Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag sorry not sorry. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Amir Bagheria, Soma Bhatia, Jamie Block, Stefan Grogren, Raya Downs. Words appear. Earlier that day, in class, students work on papers with their heads down.
5 more minutes.
Hunter watches Yael as she finishes her test and closes the pages. She stands and picks up her bag. Hunter does the same, and they both turn in tests to the teacher. Hunter follows her out and stands in the doorway.
Hey, any plans for the break?
Staying far away from this torture chamber as possible. See you in the Voodoo Lands.
Do you maybe want to go to the snowball with me tonight?
To watch hormone-laden adolescents grope each other in the gymnasium?
Never mind. Stupid idea.
I'm in.
Great. I'll buy tickets.
And get me a corsage, too.
Yeah, of course.
Hunter, Yael, please follow me.
Principal Simpson turns away.
Maybe we're getting nominated for an award.
Obviously, the school found out that we trolled Maya.
Even if they suspect us, they have zero proof.
So what do we do?
Deny everything.
Winston wants to know the color of my dress.
So he can buy you a corsage. Sweet.
I don't even know what I'm wearing. The semi-formal's tonight. Yeah, I was just gonna throw something on. You will not.
No, breathe.
If all goes well, you and Winston will get back together.
That's not a sure thing.
Not if you just throw something on. You need to convince Winston that you two are perfect together.
Well, what if we're not?
Come on. We all agree that you were way better when you two were together.
He's smart, nice, easy on the eyes.
What else could a girl want?
Shay and Lola walk off down the hall. Frankie turns to find a bouquet of roses on her locker.
It looks like someone finally got her flowers.
Jonah appears.
Look, I'd love to trade witty one-liners with you, but I have to go get a dress for a date that isn't you.
He purses his lips.
Right.
He walks off. Frankie leans against the lockers and looks at the bouquet. In the school lobby, Zoe sits at a table with a sign that reads, "Tickets." She clamps her hands on the side of her face as Tristan approaches with a green smoothie.
You need these antioxidants more than I do.
Just looking at that smoothie makes me want to hurl.
Hey, if you're sick, stay away, because I can't miss my big event tonight.
Miles steps beside him.
People are saying that the snowball will be memorable.
No thanks to you. How many tickets?
I can't count. Big events or triggers.
Then why are you here?
I'm going to boarding school next semester. Mom and I decided that I need a fresh start to get away from all the bad influences. So, goodbye, I guess, and... I'm sorry.
For what?
Take your pick.
In the principal's office, Maya sits in front of the desk.
And there was the swatting. When I
saw those guns, I thought someone was coming in to kill me. And I've never been so scared in my life.
Vijay, Boz, Yael, and Hunter sit with their heads down.
I'm sorry.
But you overreacted. I'm sure whoever was responsible thought it was some sort of joke.
Mrs. Matlin says Maya wakes up every night screaming, "Don't hurt me."
Mr. Simpson.
That's not a joke. Now, the Matlins won't press charges if those persons responsible for the trolling come forward. The swatting obviously is up to the police. So I ask you, are any of you responsible?
Yael turns her head to look at Hunter, who keeps his eyes forward.
Yes.
I'm so, so, so sorry.
We didn't mean to hurt anyone. Also, any chance we can keep this from my parents?
Simpson tilts his head.
Didn't think so.
Hunter, anything to add?
You deserve what you got.
Hunter glares at Maya as his friends turn their heads to stare at him.
Maya, you can go.
She stands from her seat and walks out past Hunter and his cohorts. Outside the office, Zig stands as she comes out.
Hey. How'd that go?
She walks off. At the Hollingsworth house, Miles plays a video game on the couch. Frankie enters in a pink robe and stands in the doorway.
Have you seen Mom? I need to go shopping for the snowball.
I have like three closets full of clothes.
None of them feel right.
You look great in anything.
She turns.
Winston, you're here.
He sits in a chair.
Oh no, I lost track of time.
What are you worth waiting for? Us? This might help you pick a dress.
In his blazer and bow tie, Winston walks over and holds out a bracelet.
Silver goes with everything, right?
You didn't need to buy this, especially after the flowers.
What flowers?
She looks up at Winston and smiles slightly.
Oh. Never mind.
You like it, don't you?
It's beautiful.
Her eyes fall to the bracelet and she shakes her head.
But I can't take it. And I can't go to the snowball with you.
She hands the bracelet back.
Who is he? If you're ditching me on the night of the dance, it's for another guy.
It's not like that. Besides, I don't even know if it is something.
Whoever it is, wish him luck. With you, he'll need it.
Winston steps around her and leaves. In the school lobby, Hunter strides up to his friends, wearing matching snowball t-shirts.
You guys ruined everything.
We tortured that poor girl enough.
And now we're the ones getting tortured.
I think we got off easy. 30 hours of in-school community service, which we start at the dance. I'm running the photo booth.
Yeah, who knows what's gonna happen to me because of the swatting?
So Maya should live in fear every day? Is that what you think?
This isn't about her. This is about correcting a social injustice.
Answer the question.
Get out of my face.
Not until I find out if my best friend is a sociopath.
Get away!
He pushes Yael to the ground.
I'm sorry.
Boz faces him.
You need to go. Now!
Other students watch as Hunter backs away. In the gym, Jonah and Grace set up equipment on stage while Maya looks at a music stand.
And then we could end with Not Okay.
Well, you're the boss, but typically the last song of a dance is slow.
Then we'll do a cover.
How about Yes? The one you wrote about how much you love Zig?
No!
Jonah turns to Grace, who freezes, then meets Maya's stare.
You knew.
I told him to tell you.
You could have told me.
I tried, but with the trolling, it never seemed like the right time. And
I am so sick of excuses. Just leave. We don't need you to play with us tonight.
Grace blinks hard and glances at Maya before she gives a quick look to Jonah. She grabs her laptop and walks off stage. Maya and Jonah watch her go.
Go ahead, say something.
I have no clue what just happened.
The Hollingsworth house.
Your sister's a piece of work. Well, on the bright side, you get to spend the night with the better-looking Hollingsworth, and I guarantee you the only drama will be at the movies.
You can't do this! Where is my gaming rig?
It's been confiscated. Oh, your laptop, too.
Whoa, what's going on?
She took my computers.
You attacked an innocent girl.
Maya's troll?
It was a political statement.
And hand over your phone.
No, 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 not until I deal with the Yael situation. She hates me.
Whatever, I'll cancel your line.
Mrs. Hollingsworth leaves. Hunter starts after her, but stops.
Okay, buddy, you need to calm down.
Shut up! I need to think!
You're overreacting, okay?
Stop telling me what to do!
Hunter pulls away from his brother and storms out. Miles stares after him. In his bedroom, Hunter paces and stares at his phone with a furrowed brow. He hurls it at a mirror, which shatters. He smacks a lamp off a dresser, then sweeps the objects off the top. Shoulders heaving, Hunter looks over at his desk and goes over to it. He sits down and writes in a notebook, He lists the names Maya, Zig, Tristan, Goldie, Vijay, Boz, and Yael. Just outside the dance, Vijay stands behind a camera in front of three cutouts of reindeer wearing holiday sweaters. In a navy blue dress, Frankie walks over and meets Shay and Lola.
Yeah, you're finally here. Okay, let's take a pic. Okay, it'll do.
They each stand behind a reindeer and pop their heads through the designated face cutouts.
I need to find someone first.
Aw, do you and Winston have a secret romantic rendezvous planned?
He's not coming. I told him I didn't like him that way anymore.
So you called it off the night of the dance.
I thought you wanted to be happy.
Winston doesn't make me happy.
She swallows.
But I think Jonah might.
Okay. I know you're going through some crazy mid-high school life crisis, but Jonah Hawk is not the answer.
He'll break your heart and we'll be left to pick up the pieces again.
Because you're the relationship experts. You're dating her crush.
Frankie!
You said you were over Tiny!
How could I be? I liked him for forever and he liked me back until you wiggled your big butt at him.
At least I have one.
Are you girls gonna take your pick or what? Say cheese.
Shay and Lola grin, but Frankie frowns for the photo.
Hunter.
Miles and Winston step into Hunter's bedroom. Miles looks at the mess on the floor.
Obviously, he's not in a social mood.
I want to make sure he's okay before we go to the movies.
Hunter.
Hey, Hunter.
He's not in the bathroom.
Where is he?
Miles touches the broken mirror. Winston hovers over the notebook on Hunter's desk.
Oh, crap.
Miles strides to the desk, and Winston points at the list of names.
It's not a
kill list. We should call 911.
No. No, there's no way.
Tristan's name's on it. But you're probably right. I mean, where would he even get a gun?
Miles looks up from the paper.
My dad keeps his downstairs.
A figure walks along a brick wall under a streetlight. He has a bag slung over his shoulder. It's Hunter, who enters the school through a metal door. He peers outside as it closes behind him. The door reads, "Custodial staff only." At the dance, Maya and Jonah perform on stage. Footage of an animated snowman plays behind them. Hunter comes in and walks straight toward Yael, who still wears a snowball t-shirt and works at a table with Boz.
We're all out of soda.
Here's more in student council.
Boz walks off. Hunter touches Yael and she recoils from him.
Shouldn't be here.
This morning wasn't my fault. It's a stupid school. They don't understand people like us.
I'm not like you, Hunter.
Yes, you are. I know you are.
Let go.
You're the only one who understands me. My best friend. Just come inside.
No.
She pulls her hand away and he glares at her.
I thought you were different. You're just like everyone else.
Scowling, Hunter walks off into the crowd at the dance. Back to present.
Thank you, everyone. We'll be back in 20 with another set.
Students greet Maya, who grins at them as she steps off stage and into the crowd. Frankie looks around.
Maya, we need to talk.
Say, you cheated on me and then lied about it for weeks.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Have you guys seen Jonah? Okay, never mind. I'll keep looking.
Frankie steps around Zig and Maya, and her face falls as she spots Jonah talking to a girl. He puts his arm around her and walks into the host of people.
We can talk after the dance.
Maya walks past Zig, then encounters Hunter. They glare at each other before heading in opposite directions. Tiny comes up to a smiling Zig.
What's up, Mega Grin?
Frankie sulks next to Zig.
I think everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, right.
The disco lights stop.
What's going on?
This is a lockdown. Please follow protocol. Move away from sight, lock doors, turn off the lights. Maintain silence. Wait for first responders to arrive.
In the bathroom, Maya dries her hands. Zoe comes out of a stall and freezes as they see each other. Maya walks out.
Move away from sight.
Hey, everyone, come out of the gym. Just follow me. I'm going to take you through the council office.
Tristan leads a group through the hall. Lola closes the doors to a backstage area. In the gamer club practice room, Hunter clutches his bag and paces.
Hey, guys, come in here. You guys know what to do. Line up on the floor. Come on. You guys know what to do. Thank you.
Tristan and his group enter and he shuts the door.
We should be safe here.
He flips off the light. Hunter sits on the floor with the others. Tristan looks at his phone. A text from Miles reads, "Have you seen my brother?" Tristan glances over at Hunter. He responds to Miles, "He's okay." He gets a text from Miles that says, "My dad's gun is missing." Another message comes through, "I think Hunter wants to hurt you." His lips parted, Tristan lifts his eyes to Hunter, who looks to the side. In a locker room, Maya looks at her phone. She scrolls through posts with the hashtag DegrassiLockdown. Zoe, in a hot pink dress, walks in and takes a seat on a bench across from Maya.
I locked the door. Is there anything else I should do?
Think you've done enough.
Maya keeps her eyes on her phone.
Sorry.
She looks up at Zoe.
You're the worst. You know that, right? Can't believe Grace was ever your friend.
Think I took care of that.
Why, Zig?
He was there. He was easy.
What do you mean, easy?
Well, he didn't exactly say no.
So, he kissed you back, then what?
Doesn't matter.
You don't get to decide what matters. Why won't you tell me?
Because I don't want to see the look on your face when I do.
Backstage, Shay cowers under a piano. Lola sits nearby.
Does that sound like a gunshot?
Relax, it's probably another false alarm.
Yeah, like I'll ever believe you again.
Frankie sits on the floor next to Vijay.
Don't worry. It'll be okay.
No, it won't.
Frankie has tears on her face.
I found Jonah with another girl. I should have listened to you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you have to be sorry.
And I'm sorry for... No, I think I'm good.
Shay squints at her.
Fine. I'm sorry for dating Tiny when I knew it was too soon.
And I'm sorry that we pressured you into coming to the dance with Winston.
We thought he'd make you happy. I wish he did. Sick of being sad. Since we're being honest, we're sick of it too.
Lola.
What? All year it's been poor little Frankie and nothing makes her happy. Especially not us.
I never said that. Did I? Okay, well, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Again.
Lola twists her brightly painted lips.
Can we hug now?
The three girls crawl toward each other. Still on their knees, they hug. In the Gamer Club practice room, students slouch on the floor. Goldie sits next to Tristan, and Zig glares at Hunter.
You are so lucky. Maya forgave me. Otherwise, you'd be dead.
Sigmund, now is not the time to be uttering death threats.
Whatever. This kid's a psycho.
Hunter's lip twitches as he glowers at Zig and grips his bag. Tristan puts his phone to his ear.
Hello?
Hey, could you put Hunter on?
Tristan walks over to Hunter and holds out his phone.
It's Miles.
As Hunter takes the phone, Tristan turns away.
Hello?
Hey, I heard about the lockdown. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I know the last few days have been tough, but you're not alone. Okay, no matter what, you'll always have me. I love you. I know I don't always show it, but I do. I love you.
Hunter stares at the floor, his eyes shifting back and forth. He takes the phone away from his ear.
I hear footsteps.
A SWAT team in full gear enters.
School's clear. Seems like it was just a prank.
Like a swatting?
Yeah, you can all come out now.
Hunter stands with the others. Later in the gym, Tristan addresses a group of students from the stage.
Okay, so the police have swept the school and they suspect it's another swatting. So, Simpson says we can get this party started again. Goldie, can you find Maya and her band? Yell, get the bevies flowing, and
He spots something.
Sorry, guys, I'll be right back.
Tristan walks over to Miles, standing with his arms crossed.
Hi.
I'm sorry for being a drama queen. Dad's gun was missing.
So, you called in the lockdown?
I was worried that Hunter would do something crazy, but my dad probably just took the gun with him when he moved out.
Well, you predicted tonight would be memorable.
Tristan smiles.
I should check on Hunter. He didn't hurt anyone tonight, but I know he's hurt him.
Tristan nods, and they look at each other.
Take care, Tristan.
They turn in opposite directions, and Miles finds Hunter behind him.
Come on, let's go home.
Miles puts his hand on his shoulder and they walk off. Zig spots Maya coming into the gym.
Maya, you're okay. I was so worried.
I can't talk now. I told Tristan I DJ.
Well, let me help.
Did you like it? When you and Zoe fooled around, did you like it?
Maya, I'm sorry.
So what?
They stare at each other for a few moments. Zig blinks and looks away before leaving. Maya turns around to find Grace standing in front of her. Grace looks down.
Don't ever lie to me again.
Maya pulls Grace into a tight embrace. Grace hugs her back and squeezes her eyes closed. Frankie and Shay sit on the wooden bleachers and watch couples slow dance.
Don't worry, it'll get better.
May I have the pleasure of this dance?
Apparently not tonight.
Shay takes Boz's hand and they go to the dance floor.
Hey.
Frankie looks up at Jonah.
Where's your date?
Where's yours?
Okay, Frankie, did I do something wrong?
You bought me flowers and then I found you canoodling with some other girl?
You said you were coming with someone else.
Because you didn't ask. I thought you understood me.
Well, I don't. At all. I would really like to, so can you please just quit it with these games?
Okay, hold up. I am not the one who's playing games.
I'm not either.
She stands and faces him.
I like you, Frankie Hollingsworth.
I like you, Jonah.
Let's dance.
Frankie drapes her arms around Jonah's neck, and they rock gently back and forth to the music as other couples slow dance around them. Hunter enters his bedroom and closes the door behind him. He digs around in his bag and pulls out a black handgun, staring hard at it. Miles comes in.
Get out.
Miles gapes at the gun.
Just put it down.
Miles puts his hand up and Hunter sets the gun down.
We're really gonna hurt those people.
Hunter looks up at his brother, his face streaked with tears.
I don't know.
Hunter wraps his arms around Miles, holding him tight. Miles hugs him back and places his hand on the back of his brother's head.
You can't tell anyone.
They stare off, wide-eyed. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Anna Golia, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Spencer McPherson, Eric Osborne, Dante Scott, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Waysglass, Richard Walters, written by Sarah Glinsky, directed by Stefan Brogren. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.